If Congress doesn't act, the tax cuts President Bush implemented in 2001 and 2003 will go away at the end of this year. Most Democrats want to see them stay in place, but only for the first $250,000 of one's earned income. Tampa area member of Congress Kathy Castor says there are a lot of misconceptions about the tax cuts.
There is a little bit of confusion about the application of these tax cuts. Everyone will get a tax cut on the first $250,000. It's not that if you make $1 million, you're not going to get some tax relief. So I think that's one important point.
Reuters reports that the tax cuts would cost the federal treasury an estimated $2.9 trillion over the next decades. And if they were to apply to incomes beyond the first $250,000, it would cost the Fed an additional $700 billion. Castor says that would add astronomically to the national debt.
We're struggling right now with the debt and deficit, and with economic recovery at the same time. And I think what I'm hearing from most folks across the Tampa Bay area is they want us to fight for tax cuts for the middle class and for everyone.
Among critics of keeping tax cuts in place for the wealthy is billionaire Warren Buffett. He recently said the trickle-down effect that Republicans claim ensues from cutting taxes for the rich is a myth. Castor says she doesn't think holding on to cuts for the richest Americans will improve the economy.
I would hope that moving forward that the Republicans do not hold the middle class tax cuts hostage to fighting for tax cuts beyond the 250 and for millionaires. It doesn't make sense right now. That would blow a hole of $700 billion in the deficit. That is something we simply can't afford right now, especially when those, we've been in such economic turmoil, it is proven that that tax cuts for the very wealthiest among us do not provide new jobs.
If Republicans are successful at blocking a vote on the Bush tax cuts, the tax rate will go up for all Americans, not just those earning over $250,000 a year. Castor says she doesn't know whether she would support keeping the tax cuts for the top 2% of earners in the U.S. if it meant preserving them for everyone else.
I can't do a hypothetical right now. I'd really have to see what compromise is proposed, and I don't think it's beneficial right now to be negotiating that way. I think we've got to get the parties in the room. If they want to propose something, let's see it. But we haven't seen any proposal other than extend tax cuts for millionaires for forever and disregard the debt and deficit and those challenges that face our country. And that's not a winning proposition.
So you can't say yes or no.
That's right.
The GOP will take over the House of Representatives in January. Many of the newly elected members of the House ran on platforms dealing largely with jobs and the economy. The party is gunning for tax cuts for the rich, while at the same time trying to block the extension of unemployment benefits for some 2 million Americans. From Ballast Point, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.